Lily, what made you decide to walk through the Andes Mountains to Machu Picchu?
I've always enjoyed the outdoor life, particularly quite energetic things like skiing and hill walking. But it wasn't so much that as the feeling I just had to see a place that tells us so much about an ancient civilization. I knew the views along the way would be wonderful, of course, but it was just being there that was my real goal. And I started making preparations for that quite some time before I left for South America.
What did you do? Was there anywhere you could get accustomed to being so high up?
Well, the trail takes you to above 4,000 metres. But of course, there's nothing like that in this country, so I couldn't. I thought of spending some nights out in the tent during some particularly bad winter weather here, but decided that might put me off going at all. So I got into the habit of doing around 15 kilometres on foot through the hills near here each evening, even when it was raining heavily or snowing. By the time I was ready to go, I was feeling able to handle fairly bad conditions, though of course they would be rather more extreme in the Andes in July.
Was there any particular reason you chose to go then? Or was that the only time you could have off work?
Actually, I can take my holidays any time, as long as my colleagues agree. So really, it was a matter of choosing the time of year when the trail was least likely to be wet and slippery. And as it tends to be driest in July, that's when I went. Despite the fact that that's often the busiest month for tourists.
So, how did the walking go?
It was wonderful. A fantastic experience. Even though sometimes it was very hard going and naturally there were a few problems along the way.
What in particular?
I suppose at the highest point, nearly 4,500 metres, where the air was really thin. There just wasn't enough oxygen and you ended up moving along like an old person, one tiny step at a time. It took hours to get up the smallest slope. I was just glad that the porters were carrying our tents. They were so heavy. Otherwise, I'd never have made it. And up there, even in summer, the temperatures could have fallen well below freezing. But luckily, they didn't. Maybe because at night, the skies weren't clear.
So, what about all those stars the Andes night skies are so famous for?
They look amazing in photos, don't they? But it was too cloudy while we were there. And those birds with the huge wings, the condors, they weren't around either. But there were still unexpected things, like the hot springs. And above all, being able to chat with the kids from local villages. I mean, my Spanish is pretty bad, but somehow we managed to communicate perfectly. That was great.
And what, looking back over the whole journey, would you say was the most exciting moment?
It's hard to say. There were several magical experiences, such as when we walked through the Sun Gate at the entrance to Machu Picchu itself, seeing all the ruined buildings and narrow streets. Then in the evening, after most of the tourists had gone, we saw the most wonderful sunset. But I think for me it was earlier on, when we came over the pass and first caught sight of that tooth-shaped mountain that stands just beyond the city. That really did take my breath away.
Yes, that must have been marvellous.